Welcome to the Anabu AI Blog in Audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegri Wood called How AI Helps You Scale Without Losing Control.
And it's a good one for anyone who's grown fast and ended up with more chaos than they bargained for.
Brett's argument is pretty direct. Most businesses scale their workload before they scale their systems. That's where everything starts to break.
Which is the thing no one warns you about when you're chasing growth. You get more customers, more staff, more complexity, and suddenly the thing that made you good starts slipping.
Right. And AI, in Brett's framing, reverses that order. You build the system first, then you grow into it.
Okay, but let's be honest. When most business owners hear AI will fix your scaling problems, they're skeptical. I would be. What does it actually do here?
Brett breaks it into three areas. First, efficiency. Tasks that used to take hours, reports, scheduling, data management, get done in minutes. AI augments your team's capacity without growing your headcount.
Which is the part that gets people's attention. Do more without hiring more.
The second one is consistency. As you expand across more locations or teams, AI keeps processes standard. You're not relying on individual memory or one person holding it all together.
That's a real problem at scale. The fourth branch ends up running differently from the first three because someone different set it up and nobody noticed for months.
Exactly. And the third area is visibility. As your data grows, AI surfaces dashboards and patterns. You see what's working, where growth is most profitable, and where problems are forming before they escalate.
Not just data for data's sake, actually knowing what to act on.
Brett uses a real example to ground this. An Australian service company doubled its client base in 1 year. Before AI, the management team was spending hours every week checking spreadsheets, chasing staff, sorting out small delays.
Hours every week just to keep the lights on at a growing business.
Once AI was handling task tracking and generating weekly summaries, they got 20 hours a week back. That time went into strategy and customer relationships instead of admin.
20 hours. That's half a working week just absorbed by admin.
And Brett's point is, they grew faster, but the business felt calmer, which is the opposite of what most people expect.
Because usually fast growth feels like controlled chaos at best. You just accept it as the price.
That's what Brett's pushing back on. It doesn't have to be that way.
I want to push on the quality question, though, because that's the fear. You grow fast, the personal touch disappears, customers feel like a number.
Brett addresses this directly. AI can monitor customer feedback continuously, alert you early to issues, and make sure every client gets the same level of attention. Instead of spreading your team thinner, it helps them serve more people at the same standard.
So AI handles the structure. The team keeps the relationships.
That's actually Brett's line. Let AI take care of the structure so your people can take care of the relationships.
I like that framing. Efficiency and the human side aren't in conflict. They only feel that way when the systems are broken.
Before anyone deploys any of this, Brett recommends a three-question diagnostic. What part of your business would break first if you doubled tomorrow? Which tasks take up the most time without adding proportional value? And where are errors or inconsistencies most common?
Those questions aren't really about AI. They're about understanding your own constraints first.
Which is exactly the point. The answers show you where to apply AI rather than guessing at it.
And then you're not just automating for the sake of it.
Brett points to specific categories: task tracking, automated reporting, customer feedback monitoring, scheduling. Those are the bottlenecks he sees come up most.
So there are well-worn tools for each of those problems. You're not starting from scratch.
And he recommends a 4-week trial. Pick the bottleneck, find one tool that targets it, and track hours saved against a baseline.
4 weeks is measurable. You'll know pretty quickly if it's actually working.
Right. And he ends the article with this. Scaling doesn't have to feel stressful. Structure it before you sprint, and growth becomes a system rather than a scramble.
Which is a better outcome than most businesses actually get.
This week, Brett gives you one task in the article. Write down the single process in your business that would collapse under doubled volume. Just that one thing. Write it down. That's your starting point.
And read the full piece. Brett goes much deeper at anabu.ai. And if you want to see what this looks like in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book while you're there.
That's the article. We'll see you in the next one.